If you have your Bibles, take them, turn with me to Genesis chapter 22. Genesis chapter 22. Here we read about the offering of Isaac by Abraham based on God's instruction. Genesis 22, verse number 1. Now it came about after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. He said, Take now your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and he split wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham raised his eyes and saw the place from a distance. Abraham said to his young men, Stay here with the donkey, and I and the lad will go over there, and we will worship and return to you. Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and he took in his hand the fire and the knife. So the two of them walked on together. Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here I am, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham said, God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. So the two of them walked on together. Then they came to the place of which God had told him, and Abraham built the altar there and arranged the wood and bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. He said, Do not stretch out your hand against the lad and do nothing to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Then Abraham raised his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him for a burnt offering in the place of his son. Abraham called the name of that place, The Lord Will Provide, as it is said to this day. In the mount of the Lord it will be provided. Heavenly Father, as we come to this very hard story about Abraham and the tests that you placed before him as a man of faith, we thank you for the example of Abraham, who teaches us much about faith and worship. We thank you, Lord, for what Abraham teaches us about faith and trust in the promises that you have given to us. So, Lord, his example, we have these things tonight as an example for us who believe, so that we might walk by faith and not by sight, that we might live with confidence and assurance, that we might have assurance of what we hope for that you've promised, and that we might have conviction and confidence in what we don't see. Oh, how we pray, Lord, that you would help us, that you would, as the man said to the Lord Jesus, I believe, but help my unbelief. Help us, Lord, to be stronger in our faith, in trusting you for all circumstances of life and all that you would have us to learn about what it means to be people of faith. For without faith, Lord, you tell us it is impossible to please you. So you're not pleased with us when we do not walk by faith, trusting you in all the circumstances of life, trusting you in all the circumstances of hardship and trouble that come our way. As these trials come our way, may we remember the examples we've had of our spiritual forefathers who've gone before us. And now our turn as we seek to live by faith and tell others about Jesus in these very dark days in which we live. So grant us understanding from your word tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So notice in verse number 1, it came about after many things. Isaac was born in chapter 21. We see all of these things that are happening in the life of Abraham. I won't recount all of them. And then we have this word, now it came about after these things that God tested Abraham. Came about after these things that God tested Abraham. And the Lord said to Abraham, and he said, "Here I am. Here I am." Now, I'd like for you to keep your finger in Genesis 22, and we'll go to Hebrews chapter 11, and we'll read what the Apostle Paul teaches us about Abraham in this particular story. I want us to see just several things, and we won't be long tonight. We'll enjoy our fellowship, but I want to have us look at some things here for just a moment. We won't linger long. We've had a good day together. And so we read tonight, beginning in verse number 17 of chapter 11, "By faith Abraham, when he was tested..." Please notice your Bible and read every word carefully. "Offered," past tense, "offered up Isaac." By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. He offered him. "And he who had received the promises," please read your Bible, "was offering up his only begotten son." Offered and offering up. Offered and offering up. Offered and offering up. "It was he to whom it was said, 'In Isaac your descendants shall be called.'" Verse 19. "He," Abraham, "considered," that's a very important word, "considered," believed, considered, he reckoned. The word is to reckon. He reckoned it. He considered it. He counted it as so. It's an accounting term. He considered it that God was able, God is able to raise people even from the dead, from which he also received Isaac back as a type. What do you say about a man of faith like Abraham? What a challenge it is for all of us when the tests come in life, and God gives those tests and then he gives us an assignment in the test. Do we say, "Here I am, here I am"? Abraham was tested by God. He was tested by God. We're reminded of what the Word of God tells us, that our trials are purifying us. Our troubles purify us. The trials that come in our life, as Peter the Apostle tells us, are like fire. They try us. And some of you tonight, all of us in various ways, have our own trials. The fire is hot and it's hard, and we have these promises that God gives, and then we have these trials. What do we do with promises and trials? What do we do? What do we do? Well, we do what Abraham and our spiritual forefathers have done. We believe God, even in our trials. Hebrews 11:1, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for." In trials, I hope in my trials. "The conviction of things not seen." Something's going to happen. I can't see it. I don't understand it. But I believe by faith. This is the example of all of our forefathers who went before us. Verse 6, "Without faith it is impossible to please God," to please him. "For he who comes to God must believe that He is and that He is the rewarder of those who seek Him. So I want you to see, first of all, what we have here in Hebrews 11, 17, as the comments are made about Genesis 22. By faith, first of all, I want you to see that Abraham willingly offered Isaac. He offered him as if it was already done. He offered him. He didn't think about it. He didn't question God. He didn't meet to talk with the Lord about it. He didn't complain about the command. We read, by faith, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. Here he is, open hands. Everything you've given me, I offer it back. It's now offered. It's done. It's completed. It's offered. He offered Isaac as if he were already slain as a sacrifice. He offered it. So when you think about this, you understand better what it is for us to live by faith. Though we don't see it, though we don't have it, though we don't possess all of God's promises in completion yet, we are assured of those things that are coming. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of unseen things. So by faith, Abraham willingly offered Isaac, the promised son. But did you notice in the second place in verse 17? He had received the promise. He who had received the promise. Abraham received the promise that this is going to be the son. This is the one. As verse 18 says, in Isaac your descendants shall be called. The promise was made for this son, this only son, born to Sarah, as we saw last time. Sarah, when she laughed, first laughed in unbelief and then laughed in celebration that Isaac was born. She came to believe that he would be born. So this one, this special child, this miracle child, this only son, the one in whom the entire blessing of a whole race of people would come, was offering up his only begotten son. So we read, let's go back to Genesis 22 for a moment. So we look at this. I believe that as he put together all of the items, he had to split wood. Any of you men ever split wood in here? Sure you have. He didn't have a wood splitter like you have. He had to go out and split the wood. Go take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him as a burnt offering. And Abraham went out with the axe, and he split the wood. He arose and he took his servants and he took the fire to light the fire. The fire and the wood. He had already offered up Isaac. That's the faith that we follow. Not in my hands. Whatever you give to me, I hold on to loosely. I offer it back to you. If you want it back, here it is. I offer it back. He offered. And so then we find that he's offering up Isaac. In the second place, he gets there. And in verse number 9, they came to the place of which God had told him, and God and Abraham built the altar. He arranged the wood. Oh, the scriptures are very clear here. And he tied Isaac to the altar. He laid him on the altar on top of the wood. And he stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. So by faith, Abraham, as Paul tells us, when he had received the promises, he offered up his only begotten son. God promised, but he gave him back. He gave him back. And what did he say? You remember? My father, verse 7. This leads me, let me say, the third thing we read in verse 19. Abraham, what was going through his mind when he obeyed God? He considered, he accounted that God would raise Isaac from the dead. So he put him on the altar and left him tied on the altar until God stopped him. It's hard to leave things on the altar, isn't it, folks? It's hard to leave it on the altar. We just want to take care of it ourselves. And the Lord says, lay it on the altar. Make a sacrifice. It's your time, whoever your name is. Put it on the altar. He was offering up his son. And then what did we see Abraham say in verse 8? God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering. And then we see he lifted up his eyes, verse 13, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his thorns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in place of his son. And Abraham called the place, the Lord will provide. He received his son back. This is very important, verse 19. He considered, this back in 11 now, he considered that God is able to raise people even from the dead, from which he also received him back as a type. You see, for him, when he left, Isaac was already sacrificed. He was already sacrificed. And on the way, he continued to offer him up. And when he untied him and brought him off the altar, he received him back. There's something here very important for us to learn about how to walk by faith. There's something here for us to learn about how we come to worship. What do we bring to the altar? We talk about the altar a lot. You know, that place of sacrifice, that place of worship, where we present ourselves before the Lord. We come before Him. What is it that you have come and placed on the altar? Have you left it there? Have you offered it up? God gave it to you. He can take it back. Look, this is all based on the promises of God. One old preacher called this story of Abraham. I can't improve on his words, so I'll just use them. One old preacher called this story the blessedness of possessing nothing. That's what it's all about. You live your life with open hands. The Lord gives it to you. The Lord takes it away from you. And you know what? You say, blessed be the name of the Lord. You trust the Lord. The blessedness of possessing nothing. James chapter 1, verse number 12 says, blessed is a man who perseveres under trial. Blessed is a man who perseveres under trial. For once he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. So what do I do in my trials? I just keep loving the Lord and thanking him for what he gives me. I just keep praising the Lord. I keep going to Him and saying, Lord, I'm going to put this before you. I'm going to lay this on the altar. I'm going to give this to you. I'm going to present this. I'm offering it up. It's yours. I'm not going to hold on to this thing. I'm not going to hold on to this person. I'm not going to hold on to this family member. I'm going to, in the tests of life, I'm going to trust you with what you've already promised and given to me. All the gifts of God that He gives us are a blessing, are they not? But we have to be willing to give them back. So what an example we have tonight of Abraham. Father of the faithful, who by faith, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. He offered him up even though he was never sacrificed. He offered him up. Have you been willing to offer up your Isaacs? You're still holding on to it. You're still making an excuse. I love the story because Abraham does all that he needs to do. He just goes out. He takes the wood. He takes the fire. He takes his slaves. He goes 3 days. 3 days. 3 days to Mount Moriah. And then his eyes, he looks up after 3 days, leaves the servants, and he and his son go on for another day. Just he and his son, the fire, the knife, the wood. He'd already offered up his son. He just expected God to bring him back from the dead. But God surprised him. He raised the knife and God said, "Don't do it. You now have shown that you fear me." And what did the Lord do? He gave him back the blessedness of possessing nothing. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, for some of us here tonight, you have put us in a trial. You've put us in a struggle. We don't know what to do. We don't know how to respond. Lord, as we think about Abraham tonight, we think about his example. And we think about his example of being willing to say, "I'm here, Lord, I'm available, I'll take Isaac, I'll do what you say." And he offered up Isaac. And as he was going, he continued to offer him up. And then in the end, he received him back. So Lord, some of us tonight are holding on with a real tight grip to something that we believe we've got to have, and we're in trouble. We're holding on to it tight. Lord, help us to learn the blessedness of possessing nothing but trusting you for everything. So while our heads are bowed, if there's someone here tonight, it looks like most home folks, but if you're here tonight and you do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and you need to trust the Lord Jesus Christ, you can come stand right up here by me. Come stand right up here by me. If you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we'll help you come to know Jesus, have a relationship with God. If you're here tonight and you need to join this church, you need to come and belong to this place, God's put it in your heart and it's time for you to do that, and you come up here and stand by me. Anybody here in the house? All right, now all of us...